You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
In her first major policy address as a presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton is talking about the violence in Baltimore that followed the death of Freddie Gray. She is speaking today at New York's Columbia University, outlining steps to reform the criminal justice system.
We have to come to terms with some hard truths about race and justice in America.
She says blacks and whites are treated differently.
There is something profoundly wrong when American men are still far more likely to be stopped and searched by police, charged with crimes, and sentenced to longer prison terms than are meted out to their white counterparts.
She also says she wants body cameras to be used by every police department in the country. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will seek support for a Trans-Pacific trade pact that has divided U.S. lawmakers as he makes his first address by a Japanese leader to a joint meeting of Congress. He will be promoting his staunch support of an even tighter relationship between the two countries as they contend with a rising China. The legislation would give President Obama the authority to negotiate a deal. Interestingly, Republicans are supporting the deal more than Democrats. A federal judge will consider whether a former bartender charged with threatening to kill House Speaker John Boehner is competent to stand trial. Court documents indicate Michael Hoyt has a history of mental illness. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And the temperature here in beautiful downtown Flemington is a fair 74 degrees. They're talking about this afternoon being mostly sunny with a high of 75, so we're almost there. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 49, and on Thursday, increasing clouds with a high of 67. I'll look at it Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 44, but I won't go any farther than that because the weather constantly changes. My name is Richard G., and I'm sitting in for Jeannie Murphy this hour. She'll be back. She'll be here at 4. I think she's got FEMA as her guests. But I've got Sue Sable here with me.
Good afternoon.
I think the last time Sue and I ever talked was on the radio.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yep.
We don't see each other too often, but why don't you tell everybody what you do and what the name of your company is and all that.
All that great stuff. Yeah. Okay.
So, 'cause I'll get it wrong if I do it, I'm sure.
No.
Yeah.
Richard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I own Opulent Events, and Opulent Events is a full-service event planning and decor company located here in Hunterdon County, and we really service clients from Bucks County through all of New Jersey and into Manhattan.
Okay, now let me ask you this. You'd say opulent events.
Yes.
You would do anything. If I, let me ask you this. I didn't want to make that sound that way.
It kind of did.
Yeah, well, that's, see, because I'm old, I'm not thinking. What I was going to say is if I came to you and said, look, I'd like to do a cocktail party with a golf theme.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be something that you would do?
We do. And so we can, we're a full service, so that means we can do everything for your event, from helping you create a theme, to finding a place, to doing all the invitations, RSVPs, to all of the fundraising logistics that you need in terms of having the setups that are there, or finding the entertainment, the lighting, the food, the beverages, transportation perhaps. So it really kind of just depends on what you're looking for. Some clients will say, you know what, we need you to do everything. I don't have any time in my life. I don't want to stress about it. I just want to be a guest at my event.
Okay.
And then there's some clients who say, you know what, I did, you know, A through, you know, H. I want you to take care of the rest. And so we'll work with their, you know, existing vendors that they may have selected for, you know, say their caterer, or, you know, perhaps, you know, work with the invitations that they've already designed, something like that. And then we'll pick up the rest of the pieces. And sometimes they just need us to be there the day of. They've done all the planning efforts. They just need it, someone to be there the day of, to make sure that it runs smoothly. So when we say the word events, it means a lot. I've been doing it for 23 years.
You started when you were 12.
Yep. 12, yeah. Yeah. 12 and a half.
Okay.
So, you know, it really, I have a lot of experience, and we've got a great team of people who work with us. And so really we're there to help with any aspect when it comes to an event, whether that's a business event, a non-for-profit event, or a social event.
Okay. And that's what I was going to ask you. This could be a family event, or it could be a business.
Absolutely.
It could be anything. It could be how small to how large.
We've done events for 4 people, all the way up to 2,500 people.
Okay.
So we've done full-blown conferences for universities and for organizations. We've done small dinner parties at someone's home for just 4 people. So we really can do a lot of different things.
Now, when you do a small dinner party, do you bring somebody in that actually cooks the food? Or?
Yeah, so I'm definitely not going to be that cook or that baker.
No, but I mean, I'm having a dinner party. My wife's not cooking.
Right.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
We would work with your caterer, or if you'd like, we work with a lot of different catering companies in the tri-state area. So we would recommend, based on your type of event, you know, several different caterers that we would choose from, and we would work with them. But we would be there, you know, to go ahead and make sure that the event is all set up. So when you and your guests want to sit down and everything's taken care of, everything's looking the way you want it to. So we do a lot of celebration type of events, and we do sometimes repasses as well. So just kind of depends.
And I bet you're getting busy now because graduation's coming up.
Oh, yeah. It's a really busy time.
See, my kids are 30 and 27, so I don't think about that graduation thing anymore. But it is getting to be that time of the year.
It is. It's that time of the year for a lot of things. At Opulent, we have our 2 busiest seasons are the spring and the fall. And we're definitely in the spring. Thank goodness we finally got some warm weather.
I agree with that.
Yeah. And so the whole season has been, you know, kicked off. We have galas that we've been doing, fundraising events that we've been doing, golf outings we've been doing, we have birthday parties, graduation parties, weddings. So we've been doing a lot. We've got a lot up through the, you know, prime times of the summer. We're very busy with those types of things. And then it kicks off again starting in September. We've got a lot of things already planned, and we've got things booked all the way through the Christmas season already.
What kind of events do people do in September?
Oh, we've got, well, there's several clients of ours located here in Hunterdon County. One of them is the Hunterdon Medical Center, is one of our clients, and we're doing the culinary affair for them. And we're also doing...
That's something they do every year.
Yes, it is. And so they've been wanting to change it up a little bit.
Okay.
So they've been a client of ours for several years
now. Do you deal with Kathleen Selig?
I deal mostly with Randy Bath on that one.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I know who.
Yeah.
I'm friends with a lot of those
people over there.
They're
very nice people. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
They're great. And Chris, who runs that group, is really a great supporter of Opulent, and so we're happy to do things for them. But for that event, you know, this is a really great example of some of the services that Opulent can offer, where they've been doing this event for year after year, And they reached out to us and said, you know, we've been doing it this way for a long time. We would like ideas on how to do it a little differently. So what's kind of out there that's new and exciting in the event field? And because I've been doing this a while and I have alliances all across the country with other event companies, we kind of talk about the hot things that are going on in events. And so I came up for them a list of, I think it was 5 different themes and things that go around those themes that could kind of change it up a bit for them. And so they and their committee reviewed it and they selected a theme. So this will be the first year that they're implementing a real theme around their culinary event. And so it'll change things up for them.
And I think actually you're working with the foundation.
Yes.
So when you said Chris, it's Chris Sickles, right?
Chris Sickles, yeah.
Yeah. He's been a guest on the radio with me a few times.
He has, yeah.
Yep, he's a good guy. I just saw him on Monday. I was over there and I ran into him.
So. Oh, yep, he's a good guy. Yep. And so they hired Opulent to consult with them, which we do for clients. It just ended up, not only did they hire us to consult with them, they liked our idea so much that they've hired us to actually now implement the entire thing for them. So we'll be doing the whole culinary affair for them and doing the all the decor around the theme that they've selected.
Okay.
So that works out really nice. And we have some golf outings that we're doing for various clients as well.
When I said September, I didn't even think about golf.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's a perfect time. Yep. That's when the chamber has their golf outing.
Yep.
It's a perfect time. The weather's a little cooler. And
mm-hmm. It is really nice. And it's kind of kicks back and, you know, people are back from vacation and such.
Sure.
So we have 2 in the month of September for non-for-profit clients that are located here in New Jersey that we're doing golf outings for. And we've been working with them for 1 for 4 years and 1 for 5 years. So we're there the entire day. We set up everything early in the morning and we're there last people to leave way after the awards and the dinner are done.
You got to be tired.
Yeah, but I really love what I do. So
it doesn't matter.
Right. My husband kind of laughs at me because on event day, I actually wake up like super excited.
Really?
And he's like, I can't believe you. Like, you know, been so busy, you and the team. Then you wake up and you have all this energy on event day. And I always tell him it's because, like, I love what I do, but I've taken a concept and I, you know, really created it and I've seen it through fruition. And so I'm really excited when the event comes up because it's all been put together.
Now, let me ask you this.
Yes.
And it's a question I asked some kids that I had in here that were putting together a show. Mm-hmm. It's a question I had the Roxy Ballet in here yesterday, and I asked them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm setting up for me. Whenever I do an art exhibition, there's mm-hmm. always an opening. So mm-hmm. you're always getting stuff ready. You're always just, and then the opening comes mm-hmm. and ends, mm-hmm. and you go, oh, that's it. Now, do you ever have that feeling when you, because Roxy Ballet people said, oh, yeah, when the show ends.
I think it's kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I especially, we do a lot of weddings and because.
What I'm trying to say is you're working very hard to make this work.
You do. You work
and then
really
when
hard.
It works, it goes by so quickly mm-hmm. that when it ends, do you ever feel disappointed?
Not disappointed. I would say I feel sometimes like I get a little teary-eyed, and that's what I was saying about the weddings. It's because I work so long with the bride and groom and sometimes the family for a year plus.
Sure.
And I get to know them and such.
Yeah, they become friends.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm there, and she's like, I'm the last person she sees besides her dad as she walks down the aisle, and then I see, you know, them exchanging the vows, and I know them very closely most of the time. And so I get a little teary-eyed myself. We just had a really big event 2 weeks ago, and we've been working with this client for a nice time planning a big birthday celebration. And, you know, when we saw everyone singing happy birthday to her, I really got teary-eyed because it was just like, she so deserved this. She's a widow as of recently, and it was just everybody coming together and mm-hmm. celebrating her, and she was just so excited, and it just makes me feel good. I mean, so it's events really make me happy, and you know, it kind of brings upon something good, and you get really excited about it all, and then it ends.
Yeah, well, that's the thing that always gets me whenever I have an opening of my art,
mm-hmm.
and you're working really hard to get this show together, and you really want it to work, and then you have the opening, and the opening night comes and goes like that.
Yeah,
it's gone, and then you're like,
yeah.
Is that? I don't want to sound like an old song. Is that all there is?
Is that all there is?
You know, I mean, yeah, and it's kind of a, And I had some kids in here that were going to do a play. Mm-hmm. And I asked them the same thing. And they mm-hmm. said, yeah, when it's yeah. over, we kind of feel, oh.
Yeah, because they get so excited because they're passionate about what they yeah. do.
And I'll tell you, the lead dancer at the Roxy was sitting right in that chair there. Yeah. And she said, oh, every time. Aww. And said, what really drives me crazy is when I'm watching them move the scenery and everything. And he said,
yeah.
It's over,
it's
for sure.
It's really over. Yeah. It's all over.
And I was just wondering if you felt that same way. So you do get emotionally involved in the things you're doing.
I do. And I have to say, it doesn't end when everybody else leaves. There's a big part of what we do is all behind the scenes. So not only are we there the day of, but we do all the research and all the
sure.
planning efforts beforehand. But there's also a big portion that we do post-event. And that's all the dismantling. And so my team knows it's not really my favorite part to do, but no. it has to get done. So we're all in there with our sleeves up, and we dismantle everything, and then it all has to be put back. And so that takes a long time on our part, putting all the sets back and all the decor back and all of that. And then what I do is I offer to all of our clients, no matter what type of event it is, it's called a post-event meeting. So we go and kind of recap. And so if it's a business or a non-for-profit type of fundraising event, we go ahead and recap. Did we meet all the objectives that you wanted for your event? And did you, you know, what are the recommendations going forward that we might put together for mm-hmm. them? And we kind of do a post-mortem on that. And then if it's a social event, we always make sure we touch base with the client post-event too.
I think the worst part doing a show like I do is it takes me a long time to hang it, because even though I know the space and I've already got stuff figured out where mm-hmm. what stuff's going to hang, there's always, you're lining stuff up and you're doing this. But when you take it down, it takes like 2 seconds. You know, you're pulling the artwork down and you're thinking, my God, all this.
Yes, I know.
And I think some artists, I never go into a show thinking I'm going to sell everything.
Yeah.
Because that's never going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
The last show I had, I sold one piece. I was very happy.
Great.
The idea of the show is other people come through and see it.
Mm-hmm.
You never know who might walk through. That's the purpose of it.
Right.
But it just sometimes can be kind of sad.
It is. And I have to say, on the decor end of our business, we do storefront decor as well, so windows
okay.
and such. And we were granted to do downtown Flemington this past holiday season. We did the decor for them, and I have to say that it was very short notice that we got awarded to do it, and so we quickly put it all together for them, and it stayed up through the whole holiday season. And then when we came to dismantle, it got kind of bummed out, you know, like, wow, all those trees and those lights are coming down, all the sleighs and packages.
All the years I lived in New York City, you always waited for Christmas to come to go see what department stores had in their windows.
Yeah.
Because they do these elaborate windows and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then after they're there for a while, you'd just be kind of, oh.
Yeah. But, you know, the goal is with when the stores hire us to do their windows displays, is our goal is always what it should be doing. They should be doing window shopping. They stop and they look.
Sure.
And that's, I mean, not only do they stop and look as we're putting it together, which is funny, but you know, we want them, when it's completed, you want it to be noticed.
Sure.
And that's really, really important. And I think some stores, you know, especially some of our smaller stores, they don't have a large budget to do it, which is fine. We'll work within their budget. Sometimes they just need us to give them ideas and they'll do the labor.
Mm-hmm.
But we really try to, you know, say, you know, if this is your goal, how can we implement it so you get noticed a lot more
sure.
from a decor perspective?
I've got to sell some commercials here. I got to make some money. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed, they're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
And we're back. This is actually talented people, and I do have a talented person in here with me.
Thanks.
This is talented people, a talented creative person, I should say. This is normally Jeannie Murphy, and she will be in at 4 to finish up the last hour of her show, but she could not make it at 3 today. So I've got Sue Sable here with Opulent Events.
Mm-hmm.
See, I got it right. I thought I might mess it up.
No, you did good.
And I think it's kind of interesting because one of the things you get to do is be a part of a lot of other people's celebrations.
Yep.
It's almost like you're a voyeur in a way.
Well, actually, it's funny that you mentioned that because last night I had a celebration about Opulent.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Opulent won Wedding Planner of the Year for 100 and Happenings.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. So we went to the red carpet bash last night. And for once, we were, you know, a guest at an event, and we got the bubblies poured to us.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a fun evening. A lot of familiar faces there, too, so that was nice.
Yeah, see, unfortunately, the older I get, I see familiar faces, I don't remember their names. I have so many people come up to me, Richard, how are you? And I can't, I'm hoping they'll say something that'll give me a clue.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yep. I think what you do is probably pretty interesting because you're always moving into different things.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, like you said, there's a part of the year that's kind of the same, the spring and the fall.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now, you left out Christmas. Do you do any Christmas stuff?
Tons.
Yeah?
Tons and tons.
I was thinking that would probably be a big time of the year.
Yeah, let me think. I think last year we put together, I think it was 18 or 17, I think it was 18 Christmas trees for clients.
Oh, and then you were talking about Main Street in Flemington,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but we do a lot of decorating for that time of the year, which is wonderful. And we also do a lot of party stuff.
See, you could call me Scrooge because We went down to our daughter's in North Carolina for Christmas, and I said, my wife said, should we get a tree? I said, hell no, we don't need a tree. We don't have to, I don't have to get out that stuff and do all that stuff.
Yeah.
No, we're going down there. She'll have a tree.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Well, and you could always put your Charlie Brown tree up if you need.
Well, that's true. My son has a little tiny one that he's 27, he puts up in his room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but,
mm-hmm.
And he had his tree up, but I said, no, we're going to go down. We're going to be spending a week down there. Well, actually, mm-hmm. my wife was going earlier, and then my son and I were coming a little bit later.
Oh.
And I said, let's just enjoy
right.
not doing anything.
Exactly. And I think that sometimes that's why clients will hire us to kind of do their decorating for them, because they don't have the time, especially the store owners. It's their busy time, and they want to be there for their customers.
Sure, sure.
And then there's some people who just work full-time and they need some help, and so we're there to make it all come together, decorate for them if they want us to.
Why don't you got a phone number you want to give before
I
we
do.
Go to the news, and then you'll be back. You're going to hang around for a while, right?
I'm here.
Okay.
Here for the hour, yes.
Okay.
Well, Opulent can be reached at area code 908-917-3009.
Okay, and I've got that number also in case anybody missed it. Or
mm-hmm.
we have a lot of people that listen to us on our app on their smartphone when they're driving in their car.
Mm.
So if they're listening in their car, they can't stop and write
right.
down the number.
Yes.
But the next day, I'll get emails from people saying, what was that person? Who was that person or whatever?
Great.
So, and also, for all of you who listen at night, about four times the amount of people that listen during the day listen at night.
Mm.
Listen to the rerun.
The rerun part of it?
Yes. And so if you're listening to that right now, there's the number. Contact Richard G. at the chamber, and I'll get the information back to you. So
sounds good.
Either way, I just wanted to give out our number here in case anybody did want to call. 908-237-0410. That's 237-0410 if you want to send over a question for Sue, or if you've
yeah.
used her and you want to comment, please give us a call.
Yeah, please do call.
I'm going to break for the news.
Okay.
You're going to hang around.
Yep.
Okay. We'll be right back after these messages and the news.
Thank you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The new U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch just held a press conference about the riots in Baltimore.
They are also counterproductive to the ultimate goal here, which is developing a respectful conversation within the Baltimore community and across the nation about the way our law enforcement officers interact with the residents that we are charged to serve and to protect.
But life in Baltimore seems to be returning to normal with the presence of National Guard troops. Schools and government offices are open. Last night there was a curfew, and Governor Larry Hogan believes it was mostly adhered to.
The city of Baltimore did a wonderful job containing things in the area.
But the economic impact is still being felt for what is believed to be a major league first. Two baseball teams are playing without fans. Camden Yards will be on lockdown today when the Orioles host the White Sox, and local businesses are suffering from the loss of revenue. This is USA Headline News.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says Heal on Wheels. Wait, Heal on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue?
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in-store and online at 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes. May not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
President Obama is at a ceremony to honor America's Teacher of the Year. Shayna Peoples is an English teacher from Amarillo, Texas, who works with refugees from war-torn territories.
In a sense, I sell hope, she says. I love that line. In a sense, I sell hope. And her students are hungry for hope.
Peoples teaches students from Iraq and Somalia at Palo Duro High School. Japan's prime minister is offering eternal condolences for Americans killed during World War II. Shinzo Abe expressed deep remorse over the war as he spoke at a joint meeting of Congress.
Our actions brought suffering to the peoples in Asian countries.
But he stopped short of offering the apology sought by some U.S. lawmakers for Japanese conduct during the war that included the sexual enslavement of tens of thousands of Asian women. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
The jury deciding whether the Boston Marathon bomber lives or dies has heard from a witness who knew him as a child. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Sam Lipson's family was the Tsarnaev family landlord in Cambridge, Massachusetts years ago. On the witness stand, he described Tsarnaev as a very sweet child, as the jurors were shown two photos of a young Tsarnaev with his family. Then the prosecutor asked Lipson if he knew that Tsarnaev had been a drug dealer in college. Lipson said no and said he didn't have much contact with Tsarnaev as he got older. I'm Rita Foley.
ISIS claims they are waiting for zero hour. Today they issued a terror warning against Rome, according to Fox News. ISIS supporters have also published threatening images and signs on Twitter in front of the Colosseum and other landmarks in Rome. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has tweeted and sent out a press release that he has ordered the Texas State Guard to monitor federal military exercises in the state scheduled for this summer. The group is one of the three branches of the military forces of the state of Texas, reporting to the Texas Adjutant General. The decision comes amid concerns from Texas residents about Jade Helm 15 coming to the state July 15th through September 15th to train and position itself to take over states and declare martial law. The governor's office ensured Texas residents the safety, constitutional rights, private property rights, and civil liberties will not be infringed during the 8-week training program. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
And the temperature here in beautiful downtown Flemington is going up to 77 degrees. It's gone up 4 degrees. since we started the show. We must be hot.
We are hot.
I guess. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 47. And on Thursday, 20% slight chance of showers with a high of 64 Thursday night, a 30% chance of showers with a low of 44. We do have a guest on the phone, Linda. Linda, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I can hear you.
Okay.
You know, all this technology just seems to work every now and then.
Yes, and I understand you have Sue Sable from Opulent Events on the air today.
Sue is sitting right across the table from me.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Sue.
Now, Linda, were you a client of Sue's?
Yes. Earlier this year, I decided to have a party to mark a special milestone birthday, and once I figured on the date, I kind of got stuck on how to proceed and all the planning and everything that was going to be involved. So I actually went to the chamber website, and I saw a link to Sue at Opulent Events, and I saw that she was very local in Lebanon, and so I contacted her, and we started the process.
You're not going to tell me what the birthday was, are you?
Well, let me put it this way, a little bit past Medicare. How does that go?
I know it quite well because I'm way past Medicare. So I know that well. Okay.
We started, obviously, with the invitations. I was a little stumped on how to do that. And Sue worked with me and came up with great wording because I didn't want a lot of gifts. I wanted to do something different. And she had some experience with what people are calling giving parties. And I was giving the party, but I didn't want my guests to give me gifts. So we moved beyond that, and Sue took my ideas and then, you know, made a lot of suggestions. And I will say one thing, that by the time the day of my event came, I was really excited, and I knew everything would work out, because when I said something to Sue, oh, what about this, do we think? And she said, it's all taken care of, I've got it covered. And so things worked out beautifully.
Thank you.
Well, that's really good to hear. And I'm really glad that you went to the Chamber website to find this person, too, since we are Chamber Radio, you know.
Yeah, oh, well, it really is what I did, because I thought I wanted to do something local, and I tried to use local vendors, as Sue knows, mm-hmm. and support people here in our community who are in business.
And that's exactly what I do when I need a tree cut or something like that. I always go to the local.
Uh-huh.
Because
well,
think
there were lots of options as far as the food and the printing for my invitations.
And the music.
And party rentals. Mm-hmm. It was all done locally.
How big was your party?
I had 70 fabulous women
mm-hmm.
come
wow.
to my party.
And two men were there.
I was going to say, it's too bad I wasn't invited.
Now her son and her son-in-law were there.
But no, sounds like a really good affair. Was it like on a Sunday afternoon? Or?
It was a Saturday afternoon.
Okay.
And Sue helped arrange for the music, and I had some game ideas, and so she executed all of those plans. And I wanted my guests to take something home from the party. I didn't want a birthday cake, so Sue arranged for cupcakes, and the boxes had a little decal sticker on them that said, thank you for coming, and my guests were very surprised to receive that. It was just beautiful. It really was.
Yeah, and we did all the decor and the colors that she wanted, which
yes.
were beautiful.
Yes, we had the color theme throughout, mm-hmm. and it just flowed. Everything just came together the day, and the weather couldn't have been more beautiful. I was very, very blessed with the great weather that day.
You did this at home outside?
No. I found a venue in Lebanon.
Oh, okay.
A church had a hall that is very beautiful that they rent for special events, and it was centrally located and just the right size.
Mm-hmm.
And Sue worked with their coordinator, and so that's how it all came together.
Well, it sounds like you had a good time.
I did.
She was a guest at her event, which is our goal.
And Sue was right on top of things throughout the entire event, and you know, was just overseeing everything, and she and her staff, and as I said, it just flowed beautifully.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, and I'm sure that you're going to recommend her for a lot of other things.
Well, I think some of my friends already have ideas of doing that.
Oh, okay.
Yep, I've already met with someone, and I think there's someone that I'll be meeting with hopefully in the next few months, but I already have another event booked from her event.
Yeah.
Someone else who was planning something and said, I am so stuck, I need help, and you did this like flawless thing for Linda, and I need that to be done for mine. So it's really nice to, you know, hear nice compliments. So thank you so much, Linda. I really appreciate that.
Well, it seems like a long time ago, but it was really only a couple of weeks. But I'm still thinking about it because the thank you notes that the printer used designed to coordinate with my party invitations, I'm still working on those thank you notes today.
Well, Linda, I want to thank you for calling in and taking the time to tell us.
My pleasure, because without Sue's help with the planning and her staff, it wouldn't have come off the way it did. I'm sure of that.
And I'll tell you what, Nancy, next time you have a party, my name is Richard G.
You want to be on my guest list,
I want
right?
to be on the guest list. I'd like to be there with 70 women.
We won't let his wife know.
Very funny.
No, my wife would say, go. Anyway, Nancy, thank you so
Linda,
much for calling
thank you
in.
So much.
Or Linda, I'm yeah. sorry. Did I call her Nancy?
Her name's Linda.
Linda, I'm sorry I called you Nancy. I don't know why.
Well, it's Linda, and it was a pleasure talking to you.
Linda,
thank you so much.
Okay.
Have a great day. Enjoy the spring day. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
So there was one of your clients who seems to be very happy.
Yep. She's a great person to work with, and she really wanted her event to ensure that I worked with all local vendors. So we work with vendors all over the country and sometimes internationally. But she said, you know, yeah, I wanted someone local to help me plan it, but I want you to pick vendors that are local as well. So
sure.
We worked with the local florist, and I designed all the centerpieces and all of the floral arrangements that were throughout the whole venue. And we had a local band come. We worked with a local graphic artist, a local printer, local baker, a local caterer. And then that was, and then we also worked with a local nursery because I had a lot of plants and things brought in.
Okay,
and so
sure.
It was really great. It was a fun spring day.
It sounds like fun.
That's what events are. We create events that shine.
I've got to make some more money.
Okay.
And we'll be right back after that, and I'm going to ask you, what's the worst event you ever did? Okay?
Stay tuned.
So think about that. We'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation and all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Are you tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today. You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming. Rabcoins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
And we're back. This is Richard G. This is actually Jeannie Murphy's Talented People. And we do have a talented person in here with Sue Sable, who's also, I would say, creative. But I think creative people are talented people because I'm creative.
Mm.
And I consider myself talented. Anyway, Sue has a company called Opulent Events. And we just had Linda call in that I called Nancy. And she talked about the event that Sue put up for her a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I asked Sue if she ever had any, I guess I'd want to say, event from hell, but she's never had that.
I wouldn't say an event from hell. I mean, I would say there's been things that have happened that certainly kind of go, oh, gosh.
But most of those things are out of your control, probably.
Yeah, I can't tell you. I mean, there's been quite a few times that, you know, FedEx has screwed up. And there's nothing I can do about that. There's been times where, you know, the AV company may have forgotten, you know, the special lighting that we needed.
Sure.
And, you know, they're an hour and a half away. So, you know, those types of things, they're like little hiccups, we call them.
Yeah, you got to play by the seat of your pants.
Yeah.
And make it work.
Yeah. And we, one time, we had a wedding where the videographer, had, it was a late afternoon wedding, and he had mowed his grass the morning of, and he rolled over and sprained his ankle. And so, you know, he got a replacement, but, you know, I was trying to explain to the bride that, you know, the gentleman you've been working with isn't going to be here because of a medical condition. And so there's little things like that, but it all comes in together in the end.
I would think that probably that happens more because you're dealing with an awful lot of different people.
Yeah, yeah.
And whenever you're doing that, you don't have the control.
No, but I think what I try to ask my team to invoke as well is that, you know, whatever happens, we don't want really the audience to know about it. So if there is a hiccup, that the people that are attending don't really know about it. And depends on what it is. You know, we might not tell the client until perhaps post-event. And so Linda's a great example where, it just reminds me of this, where the cleaning crew was supposed to come in the morning of her event and clean the place out. And they forgot to do the ladies' restroom. So I, you know, made sure that I called them and let them know they need to come back and such. And they were like, well, we're not sure if we're going to get there in time. I'm like, well, we need to have it.
Yeah, sure.
And so I didn't want to call Linda and say, oh, my goodness, you should see my morning of calling the, you know, cleaning people. They need to be here because otherwise I got to go and get supplies and clean it myself. And she didn't need to know that.
No.
And, you know, so, you know, our post-event meeting, we were talking later that day, and I just kind of said, you know, oh, the cleaning crew was a little, you know, tough to get a hold of this morning, but they came through in the end. They didn't clean it early this morning. They came in about 10 minutes before you did and cleaned it.
Well, see, I asked Roxy Ballet, when you're doing a performance, do they always go off exactly the way they're supposed to? And they said, no.
Yeah.
But nobody knows.
Right. The audience doesn't really know that.
We're good enough to... Yeah. Improvise and nobody will know.
Exactly.
But no, it's never exactly the way we wanted it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably true with anything you're doing in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just have to be, you know, I think that's why when, you know, whether you're speaking to a ballerina or you're speaking to an event planner, we're the professionals in our field. And
sure.
So we know how to make those things come together, even if there is a little bit of a skip in the
That's
beat.
Why you get the big bucks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you're the one that solves all those problems.
We definitely solve problems.
And that's why people hire you. Why don't you give your phone number again?
Sure. Opulent Events can be reached at area code 908-917-3009.
Okay. Or you can call me here at the chamber, or those of you that have my email can email me.
Mm-hmm.
And I can give you this. I have a lot of people that used to listen to me down at WDVR
mm-hmm.
that still listen to me. So I get emails from people. I get emails from people telling me what they think of shows. You know. But I think it's an interesting what you do is so much more interesting than sitting behind a desk.
Well, I mean, people, should do what they're passionate about.
Yeah.
And this is what I'm really passionate about.
And I think it's interesting that you're able to meet people, go out and do things and organize stuff. I've always enjoyed organizing things.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, though, when it's all over, I kind of feel let down. Mm-hmm. But I've always enjoyed organizing things and putting things together and seeing how they come out.
Yeah. Sometimes I tell a client, though, especially for, you know, a fundraising type of event, because they work with their volunteers and, you know, a lot of people put a lot of time and effort into it. Sometimes the best part of an event for them is when they get home and put their head down on the pillow that night.
Sure.
You know, because it's all like behind them.
That's done.
Yeah, it's done. That'll, you know, they've worked all those endless hours. And, you know, I just met with a really nice client yesterday. And, you know, they do an annual gala that Opulent will be doing going forward for them. And they said, you know, we're staff and we are so stretched thin doing our gala event that our other main job gets sacrificed for those, you know, several weeks we're really digging into this. So they said, we can't do that anymore. So we need some help. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to help make it stress-free and to ensure that the people that are either the honoree or the staff people, that they actually are a guest of their own event and they enjoy it too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to go to one.
You ready?
Yeah, right now.
We've got a lot this season.
I'm ready. For some reason, I told you before, I was a little tired, but some reason I'm ready to party right now. I'm ready to do something. We've got a couple of minutes yet. Is there anything we missed that you want to tell people?
I actually, if you don't mind, I'd just like to put a little shout out to the Opulent team.
Sure.
Because we did win Wedding Planner of the Year. And so I just wanted to say thanks to my team that I work with. Not only the team of Opulent who wear the Opulent shirts, but all the vendors that I work with over the last several years. Uh-huh. It was really honorable to be not only nominated, but to win in that category. And we do more than events, too. Or we do more than weddings, excuse me. We do all different types of events.
Sure.
But it was nice to be recognized for it from our own colleagues and our own clients and to be honored for it. And I really could not do the job that I do and I guess really do it as well as Opulent does without having a great team of people that work for me. So and a lot of them have been with me for quite a few years. So it's really nice to make sure that the team is there, and they're always, you know, there with a smile. And so I just want to say thanks to all you girls out there, like Debbie and Danielle and Dominique and Kristen and Polly and Vicky and
You're going to miss somebody, and they're going to be mad.
Well, I really need to thank two men in my life because they get dragged in sometimes to carry the heavy stuff, and that's my dad. Thanks, Dad. And my husband. So thanks, Greg.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks for responding to my help. I need a guest, which I send out. And I know it's been a while since you and I had talked.
Yeah. Well, hopefully I'll be back again real soon, and we'll talk about another kind of event. So
okay.
I like being here. So thank you for having Opulent Events here today.
Well, thank you. I'm going to be breaking now with some news and some information. And Sue, I got you on my mind. Jeannie Murphy will be here right after the news.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The new U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch just held a press conference about the riots in Baltimore.
They are also counterproductive to the ultimate goal here, which is developing a respectful conversation within the Baltimore community and across the nation about the way our law enforcement officers interact with the residents that we are charged to serve and to protect.
But life in Baltimore seems to be returning to normal with the presence of National Guard troops. Schools and government offices are open. Last night there was a curfew, and Governor Larry Hogan believes it was mostly adhered to.
The city of Baltimore did a wonderful job containing things in the area.
But the economic impact is still being felt for what is believed to be a Major League first. Two baseball teams are playing without fans. Camden Yards will be on lockdown today when the Orioles host the White Sox, and local businesses are suffering from the loss of revenue. This is USA Headline News.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
The day I knew I was a real biker was when I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because real bikers, well, they know where the savings are. And you know what else makes you a real biker? A sweet tattoo. Check mine out. Just got it yesterday. It says Heal on Wheels. Wait, Heal on Wheels? Oh, man. Well, at least I got the saving money with Geico part, right?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes. May not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
President Obama is at a ceremony to honor America's Teacher of the Year. Shayna Peoples is an English teacher from Amarillo, Texas, who works with refugees from war-torn territories.
In a sense, I sell hope, she says. I love that line. In a sense, I sell hope. And her students are hungry for hope.
Peoples teaches students from Iraq and Somalia at Palo Duro High School. Japan's prime minister is offering eternal condolences for Americans killed during World War II. Shinzo Abe expressed deep remorse over the war as he spoke at a joint meeting of Congress.
Our actions brought suffering to the peoples in Asian countries.
But he stopped short of offering the apology sought by some U.S. lawmakers for Japanese conduct during the war that included the sexual enslavement of tens of thousands of Asian women. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
The jury deciding whether the Boston Marathon bomber lives or dies has heard from a witness who knew him as a child. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Sam Lipson's family was the Tsarnaev family landlord in Cambridge, Massachusetts years ago. On the witness stand, he described Tsarnaev as a very sweet child, as the jurors were shown two photos of a young Tsarnaev with his family. Then the prosecutor asked Lipson if he knew that Tsarnaev had been a drug dealer in college. Lipson said no and said he didn't have much